Robin Lawrence, Home Hacks on East Coast FM.
Okay, Home Hacks, we do them every Tuesday. You can listen back to any previous episodes via the website on eastcoast.fm. And did you know, to stop your cheese from going green and mouldy, all you need to do is put two or three lumps of sugar in with the cheese, and it'll stop it doing that. I never knew such a thing. No. As in sugar lumps, so you're not going to end up with sugary cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that interesting? Can openers, or sorry, tin openers. Not tin openers, what am I trying to say? Opening the lid off like a beetroot or whatever can sometimes be difficult. Essentially what's happening there is it's airlocked.
Right.
It's not like it's ridiculously tight, so the air just needs to be let out. So you can pierce the top of it there if you like.
Right.
Or get a screwdriver and just get underneath it a little bit, just to let the air escape, and then it'll just come off nice and easy for you.
Interesting.
There you are now, Laura Wood. Mentioned spiders earlier on, by the way, because it's this is the time of the year where the spiders are looking for a bit of love. So they're trying to get it on. So they're going into your house.
Yeah, there's a lot of
them. To find the female spider. Lemons, lemon peel, lemon scented anything will get rid of the spiders for you. Peppermint also does the same job because they just don't like the smell of it. So if your home is in any way minty or lemony, you're grand. You're not going to be attacked by tarantula or anything.
There you go.
Yeah.
And because Paul had said peppermint smeared all over anything will work as well. If you have something sparkly in your fridge, you want to keep it, you don't have a particular stopper you use, be it whatever, Prosecco, champagne, sparkling wine, teaspoon, handle down, bottle mouth saves the bubbles, which I don't know, it's mad that it does, but it does. I have some Google hacks for you here as well. These are good, actually. We're using Google every day, millions of us, but you might not be using it to the best of its ability. Quotation marks. Putting quotes around words allows you to search for that exact phrase. So another one is hyphens. You can use a hyphen to eliminate a word from your search. So if you want to search for pictures of dolphins, you can make your search read dolphins hyphen football, which would eliminate any results. For example, the Miami Dolphins American football team. So if you want to get rid of those, you know what a tilde is?
Tilde.
It's the little sort of hyphen with the swirl thing.
Mm-hmm.
So if you type in music till classes, it'll also show you results for things like music lessons and coaching as well. So tilds are really a good one to use in a search. If you search Brad Pitt site.mirror.co.uk, it'll show you results for any time Brad Pitt has ever been mentioned in the Mirror. So if you do this to a similar thing, there's going to be a lot of mentions there. So you can use a vertical bar as well instead of the word. Or, for example, Netflix vertical bar Hulu will show you results for every time it's been on the show. And two full stops between two dates instead of one will allow you to search for things within that time frame. So if you search for movies, 1980... .. 2000, it'll only show you results for movies between those two dates.
Oh, well, that's handy, isn't it?
Yeah.
That could come in very handy for a time tunnel type thing.
I've already tried it for the time tunnel today.
Lovely. That's 80s and 90s, by the way, for those of you wondering what we've got today. That's one to look forward to. Hang on for that.
Robin Lawrence, Home Hacks on East Coast.